North San Francisco, and connected through a center called Spirit Rock Meditation Center, some of you may know. And I was just reflecting, I started practicing meditation in Bethnal Green when I lived, I lived in the East End. I was going to college. And so it's kind of fun to be back in London teaching almost 30 years later. So it's changed a little bit since 1984. So I'm curious about who you are and why you're here. So how many people are new to meditation? How many is this your first day of meditation? Okay, so much. And what can I ask you? how many people are connected to London Insight? I see most of you. Some. And how many of you have a regular meditation practice or mindfulness practice? How many are familiar with mindfulness meditation? Some. Yes, they want to know. That's enough. Okay, I'll get a little tired. And how many people are familiar with Buddhist teachings? How many people have been meditating for more than 5 years? Same time's going up. 10 years? Good. Thank you. This gives me a little sense of who you are and who's out there. So on this day, hello.
Sorry.
You're right. So this day will sort of be twofold. We'll be delving into meditation, and I'll be guiding us in various aspects of mindfulness practice, what mindfulness practice is, how we cultivate that through meditation, through sitting meditation, through walking meditation. And we'll also be exploring the theme of the day. The theme of the day is understanding the nature of ourselves, understanding who we are, what the nature of the self is. So I'll be giving some instructions and some teachings about that from a Buddhist perspective. And we'll be exploring some of that in the meditation. It's great having the entrance door here, isn't it?
Yeah. Nobody knows what you mean.
No worries.
Fashionably late.
We won't take a laugh, it's all right. So where to begin? So much to say. So the point of this day is to provide an experiential understanding of the teaching of both mindfulness and also the nature of the self. So this is not, we're not, even though we're at some university, I think, or some college, this isn't an academic exercise. I really want you to, this is the experiential practice and teaching. So the idea is to look to understand what's happening here from your own experience rather than just from your mind, just from your head. And I encourage you, there's this quality in Buddhist teaching called beginner's mind, which is an invitation to suspend all of your preconceived ideas and notions and concepts about this day, about yourself, about meditation, about this event, and actually just show up with a spirit of curiosity and inquisitiveness. There's this lovely line from a Zen teacher, Suzuki Roshi, who said, "In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are very few." So we want to show up with a beginner's mind, because then when, in just like a childlike curiosity, you know, like a child goes exploring in the forest, they're really, really inquisitive, and they're picking up bugs and snails and leaves and things we would not necessarily give any attention to. So you want to bring that kind of curious spirit to yourself, to your experience, to your meditation, to what's being taught here. Because often we show up with this idea that we know what's going to happen, or I know this meditation, I know this teaching, or whatever. And so there's not so much openness to hear something new. And maybe we all have a sense of, well, I know who I am. You know, I know myself. What is this teaching about the self? Or maybe we think we should know who we are. We should know ourselves. So there's this reading I wanted to read from Adi Lang, who is a well-known psychoanalyst. He writes, "There is something I don't know that I'm supposed to know. I don't know what it is, I don't know, and yet I'm supposed to know. And I feel I look stupid if I seem to both not know it and not know what it is I don't know. Therefore I pretend to know it. This is nerve-wracking, since I don't know what I must pretend to know. Therefore, I pretend to know everything. I feel you know what I'm supposed to know, but you can't tell me what it is, because you don't know that I don't know what it is. You may know what I don't know, but not that I don't know it, and I can't tell you. So you'll have to tell me everything." So, you know, it's true, isn't it? We carry on this idea that we're supposed to know something, everything, whatever we're supposed to know. You not necessarily know what it is we're supposed to know. So I want to relieve you from thinking you're supposed to know anything about anything. And just be curious about what's here today. You know? So especially about ourselves, if we suspend the idea that we know who we are, and we just get curious. You know, imagine you were a Martian landed in your body today, 10 o'clock this morning. What is this thing called being a human being? What is this thing called being Joe or Bill or Mark or whoever, whatever your name is? This, you know, thing with funny appendages, you know, and thing that talks and eats and... So maybe what we'll do is we'll sit a little just to arrive in this where you've come from. Or busyness. Maybe we've been out all night on the town, who knows. New to mindfulness meditation? How many people are new to mindfulness meditation? Please put your hand up. Relatively new. So mindfulness is simply the capacity to pay attention in the present moment, to know what's happening as it's happening in your experience. A simple, ordinary awareness. We all have it. You would have not arrived in this room had you not had some modicum of awareness. You would have ended up in, I don't know, Waterloo or, you know, Wapping or somewhere. So we had some degree of presence to arrive here. And we can all cultivate and develop and deepen this quality. So I'll start with a 1 minute meditation, just so we're not, you know, starting too difficult. So the instruction is to not pay attention to anything. So no paying attention to anything for this next minute. Don't be aware. Don't be mindful. Don't be present. No effort. Delicious unconsciousness. try too hard, but don't be aware of anything. So what did you notice in that meditation of not noticing anything? Anybody?
Clock ticking.
Clock ticking.
Contrary the mind.
How contrary the mind is. Contrary mind.
The distinction between being aware of something and then labeling it and then calling that being aware.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Relief that I didn't have to do anything.
Relief that you didn't have to do anything. And what did you notice? So you noticed relief.
Yes.
Yeah.
How hard it is not to be aware.
How hard it is not to be aware. Mm. Yeah, it's impossible. Mm. It's impossible not to be aware. The nature of our mind is awareness, and awareness is effortlessly, naturally present in every moment to something. They co-arise together. Thoughts, feelings, sounds, sensations, images, memories, plans. Yeah. So, if that's true, that we're always present, always aware of something, whatever the awareness is, this mystery of awareness, the question that begs the question, what are we aware, what are we being present to? If our attention is always aware of something, What are we paying attention to? So this is really what we want to pay attention to as we meditate. What is your mind doing? Where does the attention go? Is it with just simply being here, sitting quietly, hearing the sounds coming and going, feeling your body sitting, feeling the breath coming and going, noticing moods, noticing the internal weather systems, noticing thoughts like clouds? Where does the attention go? This is the key question in our lives. What are we doing with this precious thing called attention? And most of the time, as you'll notice, is we're lost up here in the coconut, in the head, in the thoughts, in the busy mind, right? Planning, fantasizing, trying to figure out your past, trying to who knows what. But usually a lot of thinking. That's where we like to hang out. So initially with mindfulness practice, we're coming into the direct experience with the moment. And the direct experience of the moment means you have to be in your body and the senses. The body and the senses are always in the present moment. Right? If I say, everybody, feel your backside on the seat. It's happening in the present moment. If I say listen to the sounds, we're not listening to yesterday's sounds or tomorrow's sounds, we're listening to the sounds that are here right now. If I say follow your breath, it means the breath is, you know, here in this moment. What takes us out of the moment normally is our thinking. Planning in the future, remembering, rehearsing, all kinds of things. So the invitation is to recognize that habit of being lost in the thinking mind and to invite the attention to stay with the physical aspect of your experience. So today we'll be primarily using awareness of the body, awareness of the sensations of your body, awareness of your breath, because the breath is always, hopefully, breathing, so the breath is always available. There'll be sounds that come and go. And in that way, as we get more present, as we get more attuned to the present moment, we get to see more clearly what's happening here, here and now. Not with some idea of what's happening, but actually what's happening. And we contact and confront the immediacy of our experience. Because it's in the immediacy of our experience that we understand what's going on, who we are. We don't want to understand who we are in some abstract, conceptual place. We want to understand what does it mean to be a human being? What does it mean to be awake? What does it mean to be alive? What does it mean to be this mystery of who we are, of living in who we are? Who are we? It's a mystery. And I'll say more about that later. But so we want to pay attention to this mysterious thing we call me, we call I. This body, this mind, this heart, this awareness, this movement, this process of our experience. What is that? And we say, oh, I know who I am, I'm Mark, I'm so-and-so, you know. That's just a concept, that's just an idea. What's the lived experience of yourself in this moment? Different than yesterday, different than tomorrow, different than when you got up this morning. So with mindfulness meditation, we move to be aware of that. Contact that directly. We get curious. Well, who am I? Who am I? What is this thing called me? I don't know. Let's have a look. What's my experience right now in the moment? As you sit, who am I? Who are you when you don't go to the past for reference of that? And you just look to what's here. What am I? Oh, I'm just... just hearing, I'm just seeing, just the feeling of my bum on the cushion. I'm just feeling hungry, I'm grumpy, I'm bored, I'm happy, who knows? And there will be a variety of things through the day. You'll get to see the changing nature of this thing we call me. It's always in flux, never static for more than a moment. So we get to hold it lightly. Get to loosen the fixed concepts of what we think we are. Okay, so let's some mindfulness practice.